Blog Talk Radio. much life. I come across fans and hoes. I like to give my fans a roll. Cursed of the talented, everywhere I go, they wanna change clothes and pose. But my wife be in my dreams, bruh. No, I couldn't see it. I saw a silhouette, I know I can make a way. But when I wake up alone, no, no, I just break out.
See the seeds, yeah, right from the concrete. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your co-host, Riding Shotgun, with King Atterbury, and this is King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight, King? King, you muted?
Oh, I'm here. Sorry about that. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm a little worn out from my little spider monkey mountain goat in here. Whew. He's that boy. But I'm
yeah,
good.
You be doing your thing.
And I'm happy. Yeah, I love him, you know. And my baby,
I already know.
You know. But I understand why God stopped women from having babies at a certain age. Because, honey, the energy, the amount of energy that it takes to keep up with him on a daily basis, I barely muster up, literally. I'm glad, I have him mostly from Thursday night until Monday night. And sheesh, but that's my baby, you know.
Yeah, you be doing your thing.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Though. He bucked me in my lip today, though. I don't appreciate that.
Damn.
He clocked me real good, too. He was running across the bed. You know, them little legs, they short. So, and I have a California King, so he could pick up some momentum coming across the bed from the other side. And he had this little top that goes to his drum. And he was running with that thing, and bam! I was like, okay, you know what? I had to call my son and tell him, look, come get your nephew for a little bit. Let me calm down.
Hey, I feel you on that.
But it's all good. How you doing?
Hey, I'm feeling good. Got some good rest and stuff. Doing that overnight shift. You know what I mean? That 11 to 7 graveyard. But
yeah.
I'm good, though. Power down.
Okay. Let me finish introducing the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links on, King. You got yours on?
Always in effect. Always in effect. You know what I mean?
I know that's right. That's right. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. Now, before I continue, I have to give a big shout-out and thank you to a person who is a very good friend of mine, but he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is the CEO and creator of Raw Links, and his name is Arthur Larry Maddox. And you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry that we speak of at on Amazon and Raw Links, BRAW at Facebook.com. And if you can't get them over there at either one of those spots, then you holler at any one of us here in Epiphany, and we will make sure you get to adorn your body with them. Right now, For Real is on hiatus because he's, you know, life is life. But he'll be back in action. Give him a little bit of time and send you prayers for the healing. Okay? Now, King, this is open mic tonight.
Yes.
This is my favorite. This is my favorite prompt, my favorite topic.
Do what you like with open mic.
That's what I'm talking about, man, because sometimes, you know what, sometimes I work very, very well under pressure when it comes down to my pen being pushed with a prompt or a topic and actually being put in a time constraint. Like the show that used to be on Monday night was called The Soul Cafe, and we had a segment which was actually the second half of the show called Pick Up Your Pen. And you were put within a time constraint of a song. And you had to use these phrases that were given to you. And some of them was outrageous phrases, okay? But you had to write a piece with using those phrases, and sometimes you had to use those phrases more than once or twice within that piece, okay? And we actually came up with some pretty dope pieces. I think all of us surprised ourselves with the fact that we could come up with something. You know, I kind of missed that show, but I'm a holler for real later on when he's, you know, when he's feeling a little better. But I'm excited. I like this because you never know what people are going to come up with. You never know what you're going to get. And it's awesome.
The thing with me, I like writing under pressure, even if I'm in toxic environments, it doesn't even matter because, you know, you try to keep that light on instead of being absorbed into the darkness or the dim setting of light, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, sometimes I surprise myself, though, because I'll be like, oh, man, I can't even fucking write being around this damn energy. But then all of a sudden, God be hitting the light switch, and then I'm just like, start writing this shit. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I'll just keep it moving. So it's extraordinary.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's one of my favorite words, extraordinary. I don't know what it is. It's just something. What's all about
that's
that
word?
That's
the word of the day.
Extraordinary. Okay. That'll work.
That's the word of the night.
Okay. That's awesome. So is you ready to get into this poetry? Or did you
let's get it.
Hit us with a song or what?
Nah, let's get into it. You already set the vibe. You set the tone already. All that beautiful music and whatnot. I was jamming in here and shit. I was like, yo. I was almost ready to pick up my phone and start writing something and shit.
That's what's up. Okay. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. That's awesome. No doubt. All right. Well, would you like to kick this off, or would you like me to kick it off?
Queens before kings.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
I'm back on my bullshit.
It's all good. It's all good. All right. So this piece is was inspired by another member of the Epiphany family. I believe it was last week. And I think I read this once, but I'm going to read it again because I really like what I came up with. The chain of events that took place that day. And it's untitled, but here it goes.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. From the bottom of my cracked heart, see parts of my told and untold story, in every piece of it falling. But you can't see them because of my wide, bright smile that I hide them behind, which has been mostly genuine, but I've learned to master displaying it for covering the pain over time. And I never expect you to look for or learn where and when the breaking of it began, but the fear of you recognizing it now keeps me witty and somewhat distant. And this ain't no pick me or pity party, just a transparency of truth in my soul. I'm a big girl, so please don't try and coddle me. I'll only back away. Doesn't mean that my heart is cold, because my sensitivity level is always through the roof. I'm still just somewhat afraid. So please don't get me wrong. I'm in love with being in love. As odd as it may seem, it's just caution's wall doing its job at continuously protecting me. And yes, I want my people around me that love and care for me genuinely. Reminders that it's safe to constantly give of my best and keep moving forward. But the pieces falling from the bottom of my cracked heart force me to tread lightly when it comes to love because they still cover the floor. And that's that piece.
Oh, we're getting off to a beautiful start right now. That's why. Thank you. It really is all right.
Thank you. So, okay. Thank you for our listening pleasure tonight. You never disappoint.
All right. This piece is untitled, but it was inspired. I was listening to Tina Marie last night, that song Deja Vu, someone sent to me. So
what?
Even though I was real busy.
That's
you're killing me right now. Yeah,
it
so
is.
I just like fell in love with the music and everything. So even though I was busy working and stuff, but I came up with this. And so it's
all right.
Untitled, part three.
The mic is yours.
All right, thank you. When love cries, it hurts. How can we heal the broken days? The place where I stayed feels like a Tyler Perry play. Written lines compromised and provides moments of despair. They say life is never fair, although I search far and near for a better understanding of what's next to comfort me. Perhaps drink a cup of truth from a bottle of peace. So the clouds of happiness in the sunshine of the past. This temporary setback is an unsent letter left in draft. Caress the sounds of clarity, no more conflicted music. Once heard was morning birds helping me write these lyrics. Acceptance of kindness, honest reminders with faithfulness, just enough to strengthen weakness and give God angel a kiss. Developing illusions, contemporary content delivered. Sitting in between was centered, hoping it's remembered. Gentle on exposure, challenge limits, no hesitation. Thinking thoughts that be raising awareness, so I'm waiting. Believing in the power of one, broaden perspective. Resonate was forgotten, probably shocking from a message, King.
Wait a minute. Oh, man. You said, how can we heal the broken days? Not the heart, the broken days. That is, that's a very powerful question right there. And the unsent letter left in draft. I might steal these lines. I'm just saying, you know, I don't know, but I'm just saying. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, thank you.
You're getting deeper and deeper. I don't know what you're going through. I see you elevating. I see you shining.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know what they say, must be the music that's turning me out.
Yeah, wait a minute. Speaking of music, I was contemplating. I was sitting here looking at my playlist, and I was like, I should play it. And guess what the song was? Deja Vu by Tina
Hey, throw it in the air, because that's what got me the inspiration behind that. You know what I mean? The music, the vibe. I was just like, ain't no lights ringing. I said, let me go there. I love it.
That's what's up. I was like,
yes.
I got to find it again now because I done went scroll past it and went somewhere else. I'll find it again, throw it in there somewhere along the show. I'm ready to get into some more poetry. We got callers in here that's ready to give us what they got. So, let me do this because we are a half hour into the first hour and some bills got to get paid. So let me throw this station identifier up in there, and then when we come back, we're going to open up this first mic. Is that all right with you, King?
Hey, that's peace right there. Not me.
All right. I'll be right back. Welcome back. King, let's open up this first microphone. We got the newest member of Epiphany family with us, Paul Cram.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul Cram, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
I'm great. Thank you. What's up, King?
What's going on, bro? What's good, bro? What's up?
Before we go any further, and I'm not trying to take over nothing, man, but I, Queen, I owe you the deepest thank you that I can think of. And you, like, you really have no idea how deep and dark I was on that day. And for you to speak life into me the way that you spoke life into me, you know, like, I love you. I love you dearly, and I thank you so much, because that edge I was sitting on, you, Big Bro Van, Mojave, like Epiphany as a whole, man, you guys pulled me back, but I specifically want to tell you thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I love you too, sweetie.
Yeah,
but
fly,
you know,
bro.
What? That's what I'm charged with. That's what we, as brothers and sisters, are charged with. We're charged with caring for one another and making sure we're okay. So, you know, that's what I do, love, and I'm grateful that you came back off of that ledge. Okay. Because I was telling everybody, I was like, y'all got to get in here and talk now. We got to keep them talking, because when people go into that mode where they are in that dark space, we don't want y'all to go quiet on us, because that's when real bad stuff starts to take place. We got to keep you talking. So you're welcome. And it's anytime. That's what Epiphany is about, darling. That's exactly what we're about. So thank you. Don't make me turn on the waterworks. Please. I'm so serious. I am.
Paul, you know what I'm saying? Tell her, let it rain, baby, let it rain.
Oh, man, come on now. You know, you can't, it's hard to write when your tears are hitting the paper before you
write. Nah, it's a clip.
I know. I'm going to go in the corner and after the show and cry a little bit right now. Yo, hey. I'm ready to hear some of this poetry, you know. And one more thing, that poem that I wrote, I fell in love with it. I really did, because I wrote it so fast that evening when Van was saying it sounded like a piece, you know, it sounded like a poem. I was like, I gotta start writing to this. I really love that. So thank you for inspiring it. I really appreciate it. But now, let's get into what you brought tonight. This is open mic, okay? And I'm ready to hear something extraordinary from you. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I actually brought the piece from that thread when Van made that as a prompt. So
okay.
It's called A Crack.
The mic is yours.
I cannot continue to pour love into you, because I am tired of seeing it slowly leaking from the bottom of your cracked heart. These are words I had to tell the image in the mirror that was tearfully looking back at me in hopes that I reconsider my statement, but I can't. We both know the definition of insanity. So what would be the difference with me constantly trying to get you to understand your worth when your happy feelings only last until Frankie Beverly hits the last note? I don't want you to feel like I don't love you, because I truly do, but I just don't have the energy anymore to get you to love yourself. Your mama prays for you. You have friends and family that prays for you, but you won't pray for you. And it scares me. It scares me that you feel like all those prayers are a waste of words and breath, because you feel like your destiny is hell. I know your heart hurts. I know that giving up seems to be the only logical solution because of the missing pieces of your soul, but I have been secretly collecting those fallen shards of your life, and I am just waiting for you to truly want the cracks fixed in your heart. You have to be ready to truly love you. But until then, I promise you I will hold on to the shards collected from the bottom of your cracked heart. Now it's time to get out of this mirror and go and survive one more day. In peace.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yo.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's that business right there, yo. No, I'll say that's that business when I, yo, that was fly high, yo. Definitely,
yes.
I appreciate listening to that. Yeah.
Listen, I am one for, okay, so I'm in love with being in love, but I also have so much heartbreak that I have healed from throughout the years. That I love listening to one where you are working on yourself and you are trying to heal and get to that place. We're all on a journey of expansion, okay? And everybody's journey is different. None of us can walk in it. We can't fit in nobody else's shoes throughout our journeys. This one line in here, secretly collecting those shards, that right there, I saw that line. I'm like, I wrote a piece some years back where I didn't use the word shards, but I said, I can't remember. It was something about trying to hold the pieces of my broken heart, of my shattered heart. But people, it was about too many of them, and people were walking by stepping on them because they were slipping through the cracks of my fingers or something like that. But I just, this piece is amazing. And you are an amazing poet. I love your flow, the way that you push your words, they're intentional. And you just have this energy, this strength about you that kicks in with certain lines that you say, and it makes you sit up and pay attention. I love this piece, man. It's awesome.
Thank you.
It's decent to read it, but it's a whole different animal when you hear the person spit it. I'm trying to tell you. It's just awesome, awesome ink. Yes, I love it.
Yeah, you definitely get busy, yo. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of your book myself. Word.
Absolutely. But now, listen. Before we let you skate up out of here, okay, and going over there to the Royale Lounge, I'm going to ask you, can you let everybody know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Well, tomorrow, Epiphany Radio presents the For Real Entertainment Network, presents Cramp Sessions, and we're turning up on a Tuesday, most definitely. We have Keynotes, the host for a Poppy Poetry Corner. She's going to be our special pen. And please go follow this man right here. His on Facebook is Jonathan Manuel, a.k.a. Buddy Lee 318. Amazing, amazing, amazing artist. So we got two tracks from him that we're going to play. He's a real, real dope artist. Please go follow him. So we're just going to have a real lit time. We're going to have the open mic, and I know it's going to be fire just like last month. So we just going to turn up on a Tuesday.
I know that's right.
That's what's up.
Please post that in the event page when you get a chance to,
yeah.
So nobody misses out. I'm going to ask if you got, hopefully maybe you got time, you can stick around because we might just spin the block, come back with another piece from you.
No doubt. I'm down.
All right, well, I'm going to escort you myself over to the Royale Lounge, and you can grab yourself a drink, sit down, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby. One mic.
One love, one mic.
Dope. All right, yeah. Maestro. You got a song for that piece?
Yeah, I'm gonna go old school right now. You know what I'm saying? Because the vibe is alive up in here. So, yeah, I'm gonna take it back. What we gonna
Get
do
it.
Is go way back.
Seen myself way back when with my pom-pom footage.
Yeah, this joint takes me back to 84, like 85, somewhere along there. I used to hang with my older brothers, and they used to be jamming. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I always go back in my head when I hear the old school joints that you play. And I'm on my 10 speed, and I got my white kids on, my little pom-pom footies, and I got my, you know, my little fly layered haircut, you know. And I'm just, you know, riding around the city with my bestie. That was our car. That was our transportation for all over Philly, man. We went everywhere, okay?
Yeah, that's
what's up. Couldn't pinch the ends, body tight, legs, look, yo. We were good girls back then, though. You know, we didn't get into a lot of foolishness and stuff. We were just enjoying ourselves and having a good time being teenagers. Oh, that was a joy. Summertime.
Yeah, like I said, my older brothers, they allowed me to hang with them. So I used to hear a lot of music. You know, they like 4 or 5 years older than me. So I used to hang with them and listen to certain music and stuff. So I used to make mad tapes and all that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's where all that comes from and all that. You know what I'm saying? I was a student of the game with them dudes.
All right, we got another artist on the mic. We got us CW34 Music, y'all. Hey, C-Double, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
C-Double.
I'm doing well. I'm kind of wondering. He's playing Robbie Neville?
Yeah.
You playing Robbie Neville?
I guess to it, bro.
Thing,
I mean,
man, the next thing you're gonna be playing is Jane Child.
I listen to that too.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
What's
are you
up
feeling
with
the
double? I'm chilling, man. Chilling up in the place.
I mean, other than feeling old, I mean, I'm okay now.
My team is winning, and I'm trying not to have an outburst, you know, because we've been throwing them touchdowns, like, you know, getting them like back to back. And this last quarter is like the last 7-8 minutes of the last quarter, and I'm just feeling it. So I'm trying to behave, but I have it's almost like Tourette's syndrome. So I'm like, yes, man, you know, but I'm cool.
I understand, because you got Shamar Moore as your quarterback.
See, you playing. Why you got to go there like that?
You know he look like Shamar Moore.
He don't look
like Shamar.
Put him on
wrestling. It'll be fine.
He do not look like Shamar. That's a deal.
You know he...
Oh, Diva, I'm talking to my diva, Mrs. VIP. You hear this mess? He do not look like no Shamar Moore. And you know you wrong. It's 2 left shoes with no laces. He fine. But he don't look like no Shamar Moore.
See, you see what y'all did right there? You do the same thing with him.
Same thing. You ain't right. It's all right. I'm going to let you go. I'm gonna let that slide because I want to hear what you brought for our listening pleasure tonight, because you're another one. You never disappoint. And it is open mic. So what you got for us? C-Double, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
You sound
choppy,
real
bro.
Distorted. Yeah.
Oh, come.
Gotta move around that
yeah,
building, brother.
Yeah, find a spot that's not a dead zone because this we can't hear you at all now.
Yeah. That's how I'd be at my job. You gotta be in certain places and spaces.
You know what? The downstairs. Well, yeah, downstairs in my kitchen, which is in the back of my house, is a dead zone. If I'm on the phone and I walk back there, you can forget about a conversation over. Or will drop. It'll either drop or I'll sound like Robo Negro. Like, rah, 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 rah. I'm like, okay, we know that's a dead zone, so we ain't going to go there. But
let's go to another song and when we bring them back in. All
right, that's what's up. I was just getting ready to suggest that. All right, that was nice, though. Take it away.
Yeah.
Tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie.
Pray that the holy water don't go dry. Yeah, yeah. As I look around me, so many motherfuckers wanna tell me, but an enemy gon' never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they tell me, and I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns and dick inside.
I love myself,
but they can do what they want whenever they want. I don't mind. What you gonna do? Lift up your head and keep moving. Or let the paranoia haunt you. Peace the fashion police, I wear my heart on my sleeve, let the runway start. You know the miserable, do love company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confidence, everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this,
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto because of Jiggy Zine. Full of fiend and a bottle full of lean and a model on a team, yeah. These days of frustration, keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up, be 5-4 bases. Dreams are reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry now. The strong in me, I still smile.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns and dicky signs.
Right. Let's try to open up this mic again and see if he found a clearer spot.
Yeah.
Hey, see, Double, did you find a spot that was a little bit clearer? Can you hear us?
I had to go into the mothership. Can you hear me now?
Oh,
yeah.
Crystal clear. Absolutely.
You clear as a brand new day.
Yes, indeed.
I'm going to have to blow up Dexter's lap because it's pissing me off.
Don't get buried under the jail, brother.
Lord, have mercy. Don't blow up next.
It ain't like Area 54.
So, let's try this again. What did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? You never fail.
I brought this. Yay, thank you. I brought this piece called Indoctrinated.
Okay, all right. Never you ready? The mic is yours.
Thank you. You taught me from a curriculum to keep me enslaved in your system. Abominations that sparks the hate from God that I was tricked to become a participant of. You messed and tinkered with impressionable minds. Your acts were borderline criminal, teaching what's sinful, despicable, and ridiculous in order to remain citizens in this wicked world. You've imprisoned us and made us simpletons, craving sexual proclivities since 6 years old, teaching us love from bedroom perspectives algebraic equations, so in the clubs we pledge to, we're accepted, making symbolic gestures as we all look like court jesters. At college, tending only to be taken advantage by professors, educated by test scores as to who would make the best whores, as we're labeled professionals while psychiatrists prescribe medicines for our headache pain. Slavery is indentured servitude as we grow saber-tooth. We're in debt to the red, white, and blue we in kindergarten pledged allegiance to. One nation under God, who's Baphomet, who's a prophet in Vegas, where after you got your college degree, you dropped it like it's hot at the strip club on unsanitary poles, then got on OnlyFans, then got into porn to feed your kids who's alone at home. Babysitter is a predator and your children are dead by 10. But money is what generates in God we trust in a new world order state made a virus to die from or suddenly kill someone by race. Put it on the news to create massive rage you manipulate. Find preachers who will mediate getting paid by the government to mingle with celebrities while promoting prosperity instead of what the Lord says. Letter organizations calling those straight by choice haters and those who didn't take the mark violators, and they're shameful. This is the school you made, and we're all in the matrix. The 1% who owns everything manipulate our senses, making tracks, trapping us by making tricks. The pagans are celebrating, asking, are you not entertained yet? They want us depopulated like Michael in the hyperbolic chamber, or Prince drug in the elevator, Whitney in the tub, or Cobain shot. Ask how much fame costs when you glaze your heart with steak sauce. I know these so-called players wouldn't tell you this, but game on. Escape those schools while you can and examine your faith walk. That's that piece.
Whoa.
She's double bubbling out here.
Cobain. You said Cobain shot?
Yes, I did.
Wow. That was harsh. Okay. You don't keep pissing folks off. What are you talking about pissing? Wow.
He can't help himself. That's what he do.
I know. From day one, I'm like, this man is going to piss people off with these pieces. It was decent. It was dope. It was really dope.
Definitely was, man.
This is what happens. Yeah, this is what happens when I can't get any reception where I want. So now you turn me into James Evans right now. So,
I feel you.
Wow.
I feel you. That's what's up. Like, you always bring some dope pieces, man. And you throw the nostalgia up in there. But this one was a little deep. I was like, bang shot. What? I don't know if y'all know how he died, but you know, I'm going to leave that alone. I ain't even going to go there.
I hear you on that.
That was a decent piece. Well, thank you for that. You know, we may turn and spin the block, you know, if you can hang around for a few, you know. It'd be all right with you.
No.
Come back and get another piece from you.
I'll see what I can do, but right now I'm probably going to see what your boy from SWAT is doing.
He just keeps going there.
Hey, look, my quarterback is Billy Ray Cyrus. He plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So what am I supposed to do? Every time he throws an interception, achy, breaky heart. Sing achy, breaky heart when he throws an interception. That's what I want you to do.
All right, that was thank you for coming through. I'm going to escort you myself over to the Royale Lounge so you can go grab yourself a drink, sit back, put your seat up, and take your socks off. Baby, one love, one mic.
Peace. One love, one mic. To the both of you, one love.
Wow.
Yo, CW out here. I mean,
you got another song? You got a song for that one?
Yeah, I got one on deck. All right, we gonna flow.
Yeah. Rusty girls everywhere. Titty ass hands in the air. It's a party over here. Shaking for the man of the year. Mad man of the year. Mad man at a bounce. Rusty girls everywhere. Titty ass hands in the air. It's a party over here. Shaking for the man of the year. Mad man of the year. Mad man at a bounce. Rusty girls everywhere. Titty ass hands in the air. It's a party over here. Shaking for the man of the year. Mad man of the year. Mad man at a bounce. Home of the party in the tree. Sunny lit land of the G's. Please let a nigga breathe. Tank top, top down for the breeze. Burnt lips, got a blunt full of weed. Peace, love in the meat. Nigga, I ain't come for the beef. You ain't no sheep. Came for the seat. Got pipe for the teeth. Nigga, I'm the life for the beef. Fuck that, this year gotta eat. Bop, bounce for the crown. You be hating and I still hold it down. When you round, man, the girls never lounge. Man, I heard you a hound. Bruh, man, that bitch need a bounce. Tip, 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 bounce out of gown. And tied to the sound. Yeah, yeah, I'm the rich nigga now. Bitch, bitch, I'm the talk of the town. Make a bitch run the mouth. Yeah, yeah. Go south for the boy, pop, pop, pop down to the floor. Bounce, bounce, bounce.
Bounce,
bounce, bounce. Yeah, 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 yeah. Rusty girls everywhere. Titty ass hands in the air. It's a party over here. Shaking for the man of the year. Mad man of the year. Mad man at a bounce. Rusty girls everywhere. Titty ass hands in the air. It's a party over here. Shaking for the man of the year. Mad man of the year. Mad man at a bounce. Girls everywhere, titty ass hands in the air, some party over here, shaking for the man of the year, mad man of the year, mad man at a bounce.
Slinging on the curb, weed cars every corner sell herb. Watch it fly to a bird. Nigga, I can pitch you a curb. Let the thrill shit occur, make meals from a bird. Nigga, cop a crib in the burbs. Nigga, you ain't saying nothing by the word. Smoke something for your nerves. Home of the paid on the first end. Nigga, going broke by the third. Bounce for the crown. Fast forward, getting real to me now. Every dog need a cat to meow. Every once in a while, I see hands in the crowd. See white, black blaze in the pound. Jump, jumping around. Kiss that bump by the gown. Bounce from the ground. Get hype for the sound. First straight from the morgue, down from the floor, bounce, bounce. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Yeah, 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 yeah. Rusty girls everywhere, titty ass hands in the air, it's a party over here. Shaking for the man of the year, mad man of the year, mad man at a bounce. Rusty girls everywhere, titty ass hands in the air, it's a party over here. Shaking for the man of the year, mad man of the year, mad man at a bounce. Girls everywhere, pretty ass hands in the air, some party over here, shaking for the man of the year, mad man of the year, mad man at a bounce.
Yeah. Well, it looks like it's just you and I up in here. You know, we got a couple callers, but they ain't got their hands up. Shout out to my diva. I understand, but you know, shout out to Divine Inspiration. You ain't got to put your hand up though. It's all right. Like, you listen, I get it. It's
so good. It's all
good. Yeah. But I got another piece. You know.
I'm on deck.
All right, well, I'll go. This piece is called Mutual Acceptance.
Page zeros.
Thank you. If I let you in and told you how you make me feel, would you join me? Come, get tangled in my locks and let me stimulate you, mind, body, and soul. Just take care of you, keeping your mind filled with healthy thoughts, your heart strong with a smile in it for me and us, beautifully covered within my light. Spirit will be there. I long for you and will put aside the things that I behold just to hold you first. I'll make room for you so that you could flourish within my care and, like roots to a tree, we'll grow and stand strong together. Would you spend your nights with me? Would you share your life with me? Teach me you in a safe space of trust I'll provide, and I will become the music speaking to your soul, your atmospheric release, your poetry. In my lifetime, I've eaten some humble pie because a lot of my lessons were learned in the hardest way, but here I stand before you on this day. I tell you, I'm convinced heaven exists and is tangible because now there's you. I am both calm and storm, so at times I feel torn, but I do have a happy medium. I just want to be beside you in nature's silence, watching you count the stars and just breathe. Say you'll be mine. Love me in your peace and eyes, and allow me to share in my happiness with you. And that's that peace.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. We in the building. I love that.
Thank you.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
All right. Let me see there. All right. This piece is titled Broad Angles.
Right. The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. Only time come and go between instances of rumbling. Building something from nothing mentally, I'm still wondering. How can some receive love and hold grudge on care? Because some don't really care and only see how things appear. Twisted thoughts, being selfish, that's not a way of the world. Chasing tree to tree, running in circles, backyard squirrels. Used to have respect, now just reject intentions. I'm from descendants who ascended to a place of remembrance. My attendance be absent from strange odd behavior. It's been a while, crocodile. You're better off with the gators. Land overseas, more inland, away from shrugs. I came from a place with a fake smile and half hug, King.
Yo, you better off. You said it. See you later, King. What you said? What was that line? You better off with the gators.
Yeah, I said it's been a while, crocodile. You're better off with the gators.
Yeah. You always throw something slick up in there, and I like that.
I'll be running with that West Coast crew, you know what I'm saying? The Scribe or Die crew. So they like arsonists, so like, so I gotta keep my head up with them dudes or not. Like, they slick talking too.
That's what's up. Let's keep this ball rolling then. I got another one. It's called Just One
cool.
Song.
All right. Mike is yours.
Thank you. Just as the phoenix rises through its ashes, if you feel that fire inside of you, do not try to put it out. Let it burn and go get what you're passionate about. We all do what we do for a cause when we push ourselves. But music can fuel and soothe that savage beast, hunting, seeking, longing for inside that place of peace it wishes to reside. It creates a space within us to reflect. It moves you and grooves you and gives you the gift of a poetic vibe coursing through your veins from the sound of your soul. Love and life is being made when ears are hit with those good vibrations, stimulating nerves running all through the body. The influence of just one song, one melody, one note of a simple tune can change your pace and have your heart succumb to what you interpret as the most beautiful thing in the world for a lifetime. If you're in tune with it, you can feel beautiful, sophisticated, loved, and just unstoppable. Sometimes music can breathe life into those questions deep within the heart, like, is it my turn to totally understand to watch you walk out of my life and not do a damn thing? Should music cease to exist, I'd roam among the lost, because music is the rhythm of my nature, the nature in my heart. And it is a part of everything natural in me. That's that piece.
Wow, beautiful piece. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Excuse me. We in the building today.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
This piece is titled Vision.
Mic is yours.
Oh, thank you. I used to imagine you were tired. Or saw your expression expired. Figured out you wasn't hardwired, so once you once admired. The same doesn't exist from once upon a time. In the back of my mind, I chose to be around you blind until I opened up that third eye from a higher intuition. What was gold no longer glistened, someone else's thoughts were hidden. Ever saw a bird fly backwards on an awkward mattress? Learned about theatrics using a large practice. My prayers over tears intercepted by strengthening fears. Down the drain a lot of years. Nowadays, I'm like, yeah. That pass in the action of a fool's bad engagement wasn't even an embarrassment, only just hazardous. In my window, which is now clear from whatever was smeared, my horizon is much closer than how it once appeared. Journey song and poems written in spiritual form. Forever gone are the moments that you were once upon, King.
Oh, that was dope. Forever gone are the moments. What was that last line?
Forever gone are the remnants that you were once upon.
Oh, pretty deep.
Yeah.
We got a hand
basically.
Up in here, Ken.
Huh?
We got a hand up in here.
Let's open it up.
And this is another member of the Epiphany family. This is our Sunday night host. We got ourselves a Divine Inspiration. Hey, Divine Inspiration.
Hey,
how you doing?
Queen.
Welcome.
Hey, what's going on?
How
what's
you doing?
What's going on with you? I'm doing.
Oh man,
that's I'm doing.
let me commend you on last night's show. The music was exactly what I needed because I've been feeling emotional, and it's I find it a cleansing and a relief for me to hear some spirituals. Okay, and just. Every song was like, it was just right on time. You know, when one ended and then you played another one, I was like, oh, yes, yes, okay. I was feeling good up in here, real good.
That was nothing but God. You know, when I started that show, I just had a feeling him telling me just shut up. And if you noticed the whole show, I didn't say one word. I didn't have to say with music.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mrs. VIP said, me too. it did something for me.
God
you
had
know,
a reason
and,
for setting me up.
That's what's up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, spirit can tell what's going on in your heart. That's the only thing that really the spirit sees is the truth in your heart. And when you're not feeling, you know, usually – you know, one of his kids is not feeling up to par. like, I'm going to send something for you. I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to send it through somebody else, but I'm going to do something for you. And that's what the music did last night for me. Plus, I had my little spider monkey mountain goat in here, and he just was, like, all, everywhere. You know, he stay on go, okay? And he
I'm
don't want me.
That energy up.
Lord, I wish I could get just a centimeter of his untapped energy, just a little bit, to invade my system, okay, and I'll be all right, I'm trying to tell you. But what he does now, when I start talking on the phone or I'm doing a video chat, he will walk over and grab my face and be like, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, boy, but can I please finish my conversation? And then he'll get louder and louder. I call it Denglish. Okay, because it's just, I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Every so often, I'll hear some English. Yeah, I'll hear him say yes or mm-hmm or uh-oh or hot, ow, and oh, God. I say oh, God when I'm changing his pamper. So, you know, because he be, ooh, child. He'd be like, oh, God. I said, yeah, oh, God. Because, Lord, that's so sweet. Yeah, he got to give me strength changing them Panthers. Cause woof, woof.
And you wouldn't change it for the world, would you?
Ooh, no, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. You know I'm enjoying every second of it, even though he bust me in my mouth today. I appreciate that. Boy ran across the bed and he runs into me for a hug and I love it, but he had a toy in his hand and it caught my bottom lip and I was like, ooh, baby.
If you wasn't a baby.
Ooh, child, I tell you. It's just, it was one of them pains where you couldn't really say nothing. You just have to like bite your lip and be like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think if I don't let out that noise, it probably would have frightened him a little bit. So I just was like, ooh. And he looked at me with a concerned look on his face. He does this thing where he frowns his face up. I don't know where he gets it from because I don't frown at him at all. He probably got it from his dad or something. But that's my baby. And I won't, you're right. I wouldn't change it for the world. Absolutely right. So, divine inspiration. What
yes,
did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you know this is open mic.
Mm-hmm. I brought a piece called "Rest in Peace, America."
The mic is yours.
Although it pains me to feel this, I still feel this way. Rest in peace, America. I've given up hope on this country that I used to love. I no longer believe in this land and consign it to its judgments from above. I no longer harbor hopes and dreams that America will get her head out of the sand, that she will at long last, stop this hating and realize that despite the shade of one's skin, we are all children of the Most High God, and that makes us all kin. Rest in peace, America, for what was once good in you has dried up and died. You no longer aid your own. Your concern is for others in need who live abroad. You no longer even try to hide your dictatorial bullying and theft of the rights of the citizens of this land. You've quite effectively and willingly turned yourself and us over to Satan's evil hand. You have sold us out, every child, woman, and man. You have fallen on your face and in the eyes of the world. Thanks to Donald Trump, we have become a joke. Insofar as it seems we are content to have your hatred and bigotry stoked, we the people don't have a say anymore. You disregard the desires of we the people. the Electoral College of racist origin, and not we the people, or how certain racist presidents have been ushered in. Then you allow the Antichrist forerunner, Donald Trump, to taint the presidential office and engage in who knows what kind of debauchery and sin. How dare you send the findings of the Mueller report to a flunky of the dump to decide what we the people have a right to know? How dare you allow we the people to become non-factors in what is going on with we the people as a whole? I fear that complete dismissal of we the people has become your number one goal. The path from which you have hailed was never your most attractive, but you have made positive strides. Although seeing how quickly you have allowed Donald Trump's dogma to become nurtured and now growing from your inside make me wonder if it was always there and you just relaxed your desire to hide the hatred and your slimy and hate-filled ways. The very traits, trust me on this, that will surely shorten your days. The holy God whose name you used to proudly spew is now hidden and in some cases forbidden by you. It seems you have forgotten who it was that made you great. And in the forgetting, you sealed your own pathetic fate. Woe be unto you if you continue on this fallen path. History shows how this will end. You had better dig deep into your putrefying heart and repent before unto you and your evil self the wrath of the living God is sent. Personally, I have lost all faith in you, so praying is the last thing I shall ever do for you. Because like Sodom and Gomorrah, I think soon and very soon your very existence will be through. I wipe the dust of you off my shoe. If I had the finances, I would gladly pick up and move away and be eternally done with you, renouncing every and all ties with you and consign you to the fate of all godless lands. Yes, your seemingly lust-filled desire for the evil sowed from Satan's hand. So yes, I say, rest in peace, America. I bid thee farewell. And I pray that you find yourself before you wind up rotting in hell. And that's that piece.
Whoa.
Shoosh.
Wow. That was pretty deep.
He was done. No, that's what I was like, jeez.
Oh, man.
Okay. That's the ball is going in tonight. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
You went in.
Yes, you did. I like that piece, though. You know, things like that need to be heard for real, because the way that life goes, especially over here, this is supposed to be the land of the free, the home of the brave, and the American dream, and all that good shit, right? But this place that we live in neglects us. Treats us like we're nothing, takes from us and keeps us bound and down. But we'll run next door to another country and we'll be quick to help them out and pull from our resources and give to them. And it just ain't right. It's just not right. And I'm supposed to feel bad for feeling the way that I do. I live here and you just treat me any kind of way. But let somebody else, the foreigners, cry out for help. And I'm not saying they don't have a right to. Everybody has a right to ask for help. But when you, it's like me having my children living here with me, and I know that they need in here. But instead of me giving to them first, I go outside and I'm just breaking my back to help them outsiders. It ain't right. I can appreciate
right.
that piece, man.
I know that's right.
That's good.
We, you said, we was born here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Got taking care of them before us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just something wrong with this picture, you know?
Ooh, I just threw up the title.
Something wrong with this picture. They're considering now spending billions over to the war that they're fighting over there. But yet we have children starving to death. We have veterans sleeping under trees, homeless people. We have elders eating cat food because they can't afford regular food. But we can send billions to somebody else. Charity begins at home. Charity begins with those who help to support this country. I've been working here. I've been working since I was like 14 years old, paying into this system. And I've cast H-E double hockey sticks to get any support. But if I had a dot in the middle of my head, or if I had a name that had a Russian last name, I could go to Social Security, come to this country, go from the airport to the Social Security office and get money. And I ain't put one red cent into this country. Something is wrong with that system.
Live tax-free. Okay.
And if you are one of the minorities, you get even less.
But they tell us that we're broke. We're in a recession, right? Kind of a oxymoron, you ask me, okay? If y'all can snatch, y'all pull it, where you getting the money from to give to them out there?
Yeah, I know,
it doesn't make sense to me. We're broke. We're in a recession. You know what? Paul, you done got me started. Pastor Paul, you done got me started.
We're broke. We got some of them that can spend $1 million just to take a plane ride up into the upper atmosphere.
Absolutely. Going through portals and all that mess.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because you know what? It's all right. It's all right, because we got help. We got help. We got that divine spark within us.
That's right.
And that's where my help comes from.
And the help that we have, even their racism and hatred and their love of Satan cannot succumb.
That's right.
Comes from above. And ain't nothing they can do about it.
Okay.
Nah. But, you know, it really just irks my spirit. And, you know, it pisses me off for real, to think that I served 8 years in the military, willing to give my life for a country that could give two craps about me.
And I think you veterans, you get it the worst, because you come home and it's like, you come home to nothing. You got to fight for your medical. You got to fight for a place to stay. You got to, man, I've seen it throughout the years, and it's horrible. It is really horrible.
Yeah,
you go to war, you sacrifice everything, all that you are, to protect this country and this land that we live on, and come home, and I just treat it like, you know, you did nothing. You weren't there. Man, look. Whew, Pastor Paul, you did this. You did this. Okay. Yeah, you did this.
But the good thing is, just like in the biblical past, the prayers of the few righteous saves nations. So I'm praying. And like I said, this is the last thing that I will ever do for this country. Pray fervently for the idea of America is a beautiful thing. We need to let Satan out of the Oval Office and the power. Actually, it's above the Oval Office, but the powers that be, and allow God to lead this country to where it should be, to where it was dreamed of being. That dream has never been realized. But I'm through. I'm not African-American. I'm a black man in America. I don't even want the American moniker attached to my being.
I hear you.
I'm a black man living in America.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I came in and stirred stuff up.
It's all right. It's all good. But before I let you skate out of here, can you tell everybody what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
Yes. Last Sunday, as you heard, it was just something God just told me to shut up, sit back, and just play the music, and we did. So this coming Sunday, I'm not even going to say because I don't know what it's going to be. But I do know that we'll be praising God at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Myself, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my road dog, Mr. Alonzo. So we're going to be there. Just come on through with a prayer request. If you have any questions about who this God is and this Christ is that we talk about all the time, bring your questions. We'll do our best to answer them and to steer you in the right direction. But we'd just like to come on through. 319-527-6300. And be sure to press 1 so we can hear from you.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, well. Pastor Paul, if you don't mind taking my arm, I'm going to escort you over here to the Royale Lounge, and you can grab yourself a drink.
I would be honored. I would
sit
honored.
Back,
take your arm.
Feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love.
Baby, baby.
One love,
one love.
One love, one mic. God bless you both.
God bless
you
both.
Word, brother.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Come over here and put the church
encryption.
Up in the uproar. Yeah. Come on up in here. Upsetting the church, but that's all right because you need a shake up once in a while. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Okay. It's back to just us again. Yeah, so.
We're going to shoot out a song and come back in.
That work.
Yeah, here we go. We're going to some comments.
Through the maze of the madness, struggle is my address with pain and crack lips. Gunshots coming from sounds of blackness, given this game with no time to practice. Born on the blacklist, told I'm below average, a life with no cabbage. That's no money if you from where I'm from. Funny, I just want some of your son. Dark clouds seem to follow me, alcohol that my pops swallow bottle me. No apology, I walk with a bulge on my shoulder. It's a cold war, I'm a colder soldier. Hold the same fight that made Martin Luther the king. I ain't using it for the right thing. In between lean and the fiends, hustle and the schemes, I put together pieces of a dream. I still have one.
I got a dream.
One day.
We gonna work it out.
Looking in the mirror, images of me getting much clearer. Dear self, I wrote a letter just to better my soul. If I don't express it, then forever I hold inside. I'm from a side where we out of control. Rap music in the hood played a fatherly role. My story like yours, yo, gotta be told. Trying to make it from a gangster to a godlier role. Red scrolls of stone slaves, the Jewish people in cold cage. Hate has no color or age, flip the page. Now my rage became freedom, right? Dreams in the dark, they far, but I can see them. I believe in heaven more than hell, blessings more than jail. In the ghetto, let love prevail. With a story to tell, my eyes see the glory and well.
the world waiting for me to yell, I have a dream.
I got a dream. One day. We gonna work it out, out, out.
One day.
We gonna work it out, out, out.
One day.
We gonna work it out, out, out.
I have a dream.
I got a dream.
One day.
We gonna work it out, out, out.
One day.
Let me pay some bills up in here real quick. I'll be right back.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network.
Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's
right. Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that one. You have approximately, I'd say, about 17 minutes, I guess, to get on up in here, because guess what? The Blog Talk Lady ain't got no chill. She will cut you off at 10:59. They ain't playing with you. So get on up in here. Those of you streaming online, I'll give you the number one more time. It is 319-527-6300. And press that one to engage us. Hey, King, I got another piece. It's a short piece, but it's another.
Yeah, I got one in the chamber too. On that. So hey, this is some, I'm gonna move back myself. Stage is yours, spotlight.
Thank you. This is called Wild at Heart. She wears her hair woolly and wild, like a modern day feral child. Her mind is sharp and her words are precise, but her lips are soft. And utter warmth across them as to cause no harm. And if you listen, you can almost hear secrets the angels whisper. Her heart is guarded because she's lost it to a fight for love one too many times, leaving her trying to avoid that void in the fight on the inner battlefield of turmoil and suffering. But never locked off from love. And when happy, she glows as if a bottled constellation lives within her skin. She's never been the fragile, fair maiden waiting for the night to slay the dragon. She's the empress from whom the slayer gets permission to hunt in her realm. And that's that piece.
She's fishing around the bowl today. All right. I got this piece. It's called Mystic Realist.
All right, the mic is yours.
One can only capture the understanding of what's here. Just that moment of a glare and stare, eyes appear from nowhere. Now that I see you without a preview, I'm going to leave you in time. When I unwind, you will find us crossing lines. Do you mind? From the strong arm hug, sending sensational love, gently placing my hand on the side of your face that blush, leaning in on the kiss, as if the stars made a wish. No feelings are mixed. Baby, you get the Lord's gift. How about that sucking on your lips, song in your mouth? Allow me to touch your house and take you way down south. Perhaps choosing a better route where our tones claim home. Turn off our cell phones and bring life selected poems. Ideas are clear. Do you hear the heaving or breathing? This is a greeting of how I'm feeding your spirit. Welcome to pleasing. Chapter 1. Close nose to nose, nobody knows. How close we overdose in a passion that can explode. They go close and get naked. We have minutes after seconds. Divine timing is an hour for our blessings, no half-stepping. By now our thoughts are cloudy, heartbeat feeling rowdy. Happy that you allow me the honor of standing proudly, King.
Wow. All right, King. Okay. Tapping into them sapiosensors. All right, that's a thought.
Had to tap it to the archives.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm about to tap into mine. This ain't too far back, but it's back there. It's back there. This is called My Eternity. All right, thank you. Come give me your sweetness. Now there's you, there is no weakness. Lying safe within your arms, I'm born again. I know miracles never run out, because my friends have all the love they deserve and been longing for, and I love them for that. So I stay open to the possibility of perhaps someday I'll receive mine. And I won't deny that I'm writing this with partial blurred vision from holding back tears welling up in my heart. But it's just remnants of a loneliness hold, from abandonment, heartbreak, and lies told. See, I used to wonder how someone could love and would continue to love through heartbreak, and even afterwards through the loneliness. But truth be told, I've done it always, but when you come to me, come in peace. Not in pieces trying to give me destruction covered in a thin layer of pacifying love. Because I don't give samples of me, and I don't chase hearts anymore. I know myself, and I deserve love that's a safe space for my soul. And I'm grateful that my heart won't grow hard and cold. Because when true love does show up, that opening for the love I have to give will be all the space needed within me still. For the one who won't snatch his heart from me because we have some imbalance sometimes. For the one who knows everything about me and will still see room for more growth from the life in my eyes. For the one who I don't have to love in the dark because he knows that I am the keeper of his royalty, his escape from an unruly, disrespectful world, and the guardian of the sacred space of trust for his heart, mind, and soul. But I don't need rescuing. I need a love that stays. I need the secure slumber in my forever night's arms, my always waking greeted kiss with the rising sun. I need the eyes that look back at me where I see my eternity. Let's say peace.
All right, I see where you at. That's what's up. Beautiful peace, as always.
Thanks,
you know, you get style and grace on things, on that. always apply word. All right, this piece is titled Flying Kites.
Mike Jordan.
Big shout out to Scribe or Die Crew. All right. Sometimes life threw a curveball. The mid is old and dusty. What we had became musky. I'm praying for ways that's ugly. My old soul still youthful and the heart become beautiful. you might not be longer used to hearing about the angels. Had to let go of communication, tampering mind thoughts, wash my body in holy water, which obtained from a higher source. Names speak volume in places around different people. Shaking the brand where I land, dispensing pretty evil. Hold on to what I believe, where others cannot breathe. Changing the air from diseased mind so I can really breathe. Figuring out another route to take is nothing to me. Companionship with you and I is dead. Go find your eulogy. Obituary read, which was said about who tried, they lied. Swim inside a sinkhole. It's cold outside, the grounds you hide. Just abandon the complications, learn from outcomes and forever see. Nowadays, I move accordingly, escape your world, living free. That's that peace.
I'm talking about right there. There's something about your last lines of your pieces are just super powerful, the way that you end them. And I'm such a fan. I'm trying to tell you. That's why I was asking you to repeat that last line, because I find it has a lot of power in it. It pulls the whole piece into it. Yeah, that's dope.
It could be because the last line is probably really the first line, just written
okay.
Opposite.
Okay.
I really believe
okay.
that, though. You know what I mean? But, you know, that's why I told you that one time when we was on the show. I said, sometimes I read my poems backwards, like from the bottom up. But a lot of times
okay.
I
yeah,
recite
you
them
sure did.
Top to bottom. But when I read, I started doing that, and I was reading, I said, wait a minute, that makes more sense the way I wrote it. If I read from the bottom up. But then when I recite it, I always recite from how I write it, you know what I'm saying, from the top down. I was like, that's crazy. I was like, what the hell? I was like, yo, I got autism or something? ADD or some shit? Like, no, no slap at that, but I'm just saying, like, you know, they're very smart people, but I'm just saying, like, man, maybe it's a spiritual thing or something. I don't know, but, hey, this is what
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, I think it is spiritual. I wouldn't call it anything else because it's amazing ink that you pen. But like I said, that last
that.
Line is everything. It's everything. I got another piece. I don't know.
Okay.
You made this, gave us this prompt, or we got it from to get there. I don't know, but. I do. I think this was from you some months back. This is about writer's block, or it could be from
oh, okay.
get down. I don't know, but it's a piece. It's a piece. It's untitled.
Right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. There's no such thing as a writer's block, and the only thing tangled is my 9 ether. Those are my locks. But my mind is open because everything is a teacher. So I value every thought before ink is even spilled. My words can take you on a galactic ride, and yes, it's quite a thrill. But they can also lay you down softly, giving you visions of romance and touching you poetically, erotically. That isn't all. They can easily break your heart when I give you my humble beginnings of wordplay. Because I was purposely broken deep inside from the start. And to this day, still haven't forgotten a thing, not a mean word said or an unwanted forced touch. Though those things will never be memories lost, I'll forever store them away, keeping them far away from my heart. And should they slip through and try to surface, I'll just pull them into my pen and make them part of my art. That's that piece.
All right, all right. It was clap and snap, clap and snap.
Thank you. Wow. Well, King, we got 5 minutes left in this show. I guess, I don't know how you want to end it. You want to give us a
word? Yeah, I'll recite this last poem and then close the door. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, so, you.
Yeah. All right. This piece is titled Open the Door. Open the Door, rather. For every day is not the same, waking up feeling good. No matter the circumstances, I'm going to do as I should. Check the air outside, allow windows of hope to breathe. Can't grieve on yesterday, so my want and needs are free. Operate off a frequency, frequently with decency. Refuse the enemy's strong attacks on my humility. Creating a maze of illusion and stop the intrusion. There's a lot of confusion, so keep doing what you're doing. Stay righteously moving across evil paths of unity. In this world full of communities, there's blasphemous casualties. We are surviving a cold war, so I am going to open another door. Thoughts that many had before resurrect from a past lore. Turn the knob to greatness, enter and find your higher purpose. Embrace the life we are living, giving service beyond our surface. Words of expression leads to God's holy protection. Receive your blessing when a compass of goals lead to direction. That's that piece, Kale.
Damn. All right. Wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I'm going to give my closing words and hand the mic back over to you. I just want to say thank you for always allowing me to save space with you and to ride shotgun with you. I appreciate it. And my listeners out there, I want you to continue to get that good relationship going with yourself. Continue to love and respect one another. Stay safe. Be careful. You know, we got more germs out here still trying to attack everybody and do the thing to, you know. Yeah, I already know. I ain't going to get into it, but I love you, God. And with that, I'm going to say peace.
All right. Tune in next week, King and Queen's Quarters. You know what I mean? 9 p.m. Eastern on the Epiphany Radio Network, the For Real Entertainment, 9 p.m. Eastern. Y'all already know we here. Join me and Davis. Hopefully Ms. VIP will be back soon, but she's always here in spirit. So we rocking right now. It's King Atterbury and LaPrella Negrin. Also, tune in tomorrow on King Atterbury Inc. presents It's a King Thing. I'll be doing a poetry reading from my books from 2021 to the present 2023. Tune in at 5 o'clock. I'm here. Check it out on Facebook. So thank y'all for tuning in. Thank all the poets that came through. We'll see you next week. And I'm going to take y'all out with this song, All My Life. Peace.
Dougie, yo, told me he been on some positive shit. Yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately, this cash will get here. Got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life. All my life. They be trying to keep me down.
All this time.
All this time. Get out.
They couldn't break me.
No, no.
They couldn't take me.
No.
All my life.
All my life.
They
be trying to keep me down. I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different.
No, no.
I'm a voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going to court. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch.
I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my life,
all my life.
To keep me down.
All this time.
All this time.
I
never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me. They couldn't break me.
No, no.
They couldn't take me. They couldn't take me.
No.
All my life.
Yeah, first generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas, made it out of the city with my head on straight, niggas keep shooting up the let out, yo, enjoy the pill, gotta get out, cause the shit that I spit out, is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico, and how a nigga put a hit out, and another one, and another one, I got like 100 of them, about to lap niggas, so they think they ahead of me, but I'm really in front of them, now, some of them, fumbling, they bad, fucking up the little crumbs that they had, a reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant, me, I'm running long distance, all pistons, firing, I've been stuck between maybe retiring, and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime, these days, seeing rappers be dying, way before they even getting they shine, I never even heard a little buddy, so somebody murder little buddy, now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name, got a plane that's tunes, all day in my room, thinking damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing, some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb, and media thirsty for clicks, I got a new rule, if you ain't never posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit, it's simple, it's the principle, on any tempo, I'm invincible, don't even rap, I just vent to you, I'd rather that than an interview, most days, fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase, young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage, I pray all of my dogs stay so paid, and the only thing to kill him is old age.
Old
age. That's the biggest blessing, my nigga. Just pass away from old age and shit.
All this time.
Dirk, respect my nigga. I pray for you, my dog. You've been through a lot of shit, my boy. I know God gonna bless you.
No.
Just keep your head on straight. Stay out the bullshit. Stay out the bullshit. No matter what, stay out the bullshit, my nigga. You're too rich. You're too blessed. You're too solid. Feel me?